We close tonight's program with the latest installment of our series, Along for the Ride. Every month, we ask a different creative person to lead us to someone, something, or some place special. Today, comedian Alex Borstein brings us a story about funny kids. Borstein is a regular sketch comedy performer on the Fox television show Mad TV, where she plays a wild assortment of quirky characters. In one skit, she plays a troll who keeps shoppers out of the Gap store unless they can solve her sphinx-like riddles.
I start black as night. In time I turn quite bright. I have not wit, but there is none sharper. What am I?
Are you a diamond?
Yes! Welcome to the Gap.
It still boggles my mind that I'm on TV. Whenever I see the opening credits of Mad TV, I think, well, I'll be damned. Alex Borstein, how did that happen? My full name is Alexandria Borstein, and for the first part of my life, I went by Andrea. My parents call me Andrea, my brothers call me Andrea, even my dog calls me Andrea. Andrea. Now when I say it, it sounds funny. I'm such a different person. Or so I thought before diving into this radio piece. I wanted to find out just when it was in my life that I became funny. When did Andrea become Alex? I figured the best place to start would be at the dinner table with my parents. Meet Judith and Irving Borstein, both mental health professionals, at their home in Los Angeles.
I'm trying to find out why I'm so crazy and why I work in comedy.
Well, I'm sure part of it is hereditary. I think my mother's pretty crazy and funny at times.
You're defending yourself, really, you know. Against your brother Evan. It's like...
The two older brothers syndrome?
The older brothers is like...
Adam is the oldest, and I'm the baby of the family. But our middle brother Evan was often the center of attention growing up. At school, because he was a cute jock, and at home, because he had a serious medical condition.
First of all, he was the tennis star, you know, and he could get hurt.
And a hemophiliac, which is rare.
And a hemophiliac, and this cute kid, you know what I mean, and so forth. And he was, you know, so I'm just wondering how much that had to do with your getting attention and, you know,
probably
being funny and so forth.
And I think there were so many serious moments to diffuse, so many close calls with him in life and death situations that it was easier to for me to make
did it,
jokes.
Did it scare
to
you
console.
When he got hurt? Would you get
sure.
frightened?
Sure. Oh, God, yeah, always. Me and Adam would make bleeding jokes, you know, we would do with his syringes that he always had around the house when he'd have to self-medicate, or we'd always have him around the house. We'd do goofy things with the syringes. I'd put him up to my chest and shoot water out. And
I didn't know that.
Well, I was little. That was funny then.
If home was my dress rehearsal, then school was my first big break. Between my family's moves and my expulsions, or opportunity transfers, as they like to call them, I learned how to work a room. When it was time for high school, I made a bold move and enrolled across the city at Hollywood High, School of the Performing Arts. I knew the moment I stepped off that bus that I'd better be funny. I'd always felt different from the other kids at every school I'd ever gone to, but at Hollywood High, I really was different. I mean, I was one of the only white kids and the only Jewish kid around. I was the minority. It was then that I started going by Alex all the time.
Yeah. I remember, too, at Hollywood High, you had this math teacher, this Russian teacher.
Mr. Shutovsky.
Mr. Shutovsky. What was he
Shutovsky.
Teaching? What course was he teaching?
Algebra.
We went to see him once, and he actually cried. What did he cry?
At a parent-teacher's conference, and he broke down and cried.
So she's torturing me, he said.
I think how I used to torture him most was his accent. He had a very thick Russian accent. Mm-hmm. And I would do it. I would mimic him.
You'd make fun of him. Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of... So he would say, like, all right, pull out your books. And I'd say, your books. And he'd kind of be like, okay, funny, funny. Please pull out your books. Until the guy was practically crying. At first, I think he thought the best way to deal with it was kind of befriend me. And then that was only worse because I just...
And you took more advantage and...
Yeah, I just talked more, made more jokes, made people laugh, and that poor guy.
I wonder what it was that gave me that final push from class clown to professional comedian. After all, not every funny kid grows up to be a professionally funny adult. I like to think that it takes something special. And it was exactly this quality of special that I went looking for when I hit the halls of Marshall Fundamental, a 6 through 12 public school in Pasadena, California. I was sure the sight of a locker would give me a rash, but I braved it anyway. I wanted to meet today's crop of troublemakers. I mean, future Alexes.
Here we go, walking the long road through the hallways. Wow, this is chilling just to be here. There's a leak here. Someone ought to fix that. Oh, passing by the nurse's office, that's where I spent a lot of time. When in doubt, have a headache. You get to go lie down, and then you skip a class and go back and start all over again. Okay, I'm Alex. Hello.
Hello.
Very good. So, I don't know, for those of you who don't know what I do or who I am, I work on a show called Mad TV, which is, which is the other sketch comedy show, we like to say. This is Eddie right here. Everyone's pointed to you and says you're a class clown.
Yeah.
And? Are you?
I don't know. They laugh. I talk, they laugh. It's not like I try.
You don't ever tell jokes?
That's not the point. I can say chicken, everybody just start laughing.
I guess you're right. But it had to start somewhere. You must have done something really funny once.
It started in fifth grade.
Yeah?
I think it was one day I was walking out there, and I just tripped, and I just got up, and I was like, I'm dirty.
So maybe if you tripped, it could be really embarrassing, and instead you made a joke about it, so then everybody laughed.
Yeah.
I think for me, when I started being kind of a class clown, it was for that kind of a reason to... I was always chubby, and I'd go into a new class, and I was always afraid I'd get made fun of. So I immediately started telling jokes or being funny, and then people didn't care so much what I looked like. People didn't concentrate on that. They just thought I was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I said.
Yeah, everybody know my name. They'll just be like, oh, what's that kid's name? Oh, I think his name is Eddie. I don't know.
So it's kind of made you famous in your school.
Just for this class right now.
Just this class. But you're going to eventually move on to the entire school. Right. Pick up different demographics and whatnot. And do you get in trouble a lot for being funny?
Most of the time.
Yeah?
Most of the time. I get away with about two or three.
Two or three a day?
Nah, about a week.
Oh, a week.
Not about a week.
Okay, how about right behind you? You have a funny story?
My name is Janet, and every time, like, Eddie's pencil falls down, he, like, tackles it. He falls on the floor to try and make people laugh.
My name is Anissa, and Eddie, he just does stuff to you. Like, he'll call your name, or he'll poke at you. And then when you get out of the classroom, you see a whole bunch of girls running after him. Then he gets mad when he gets kicked or hit or something. Sometimes it makes you mad, but not that mad.
My name is Alex. And
it's a great
Eddie
name.
Sometimes likes to make fun of songs that he listens on the radio. There's a song called, I forgot what the song was, but he likes saying, take a bath, wash yourself, take a bath, show me what you're washing.
Oh, it's called so he'll change the lyrics? What's the name of the song?
It's the last word is a cuss word, but since we're little kids, we just say shake your butt.
How does the song go?
It goes, shake your butt, watch yourself, shake your butt, show me what you're working with.
All right, and he changes it to take a bath, wash yourself, take a bath, show me what you're... That's very clever. That's a song parody. You've got all the makings to be on Mad TV. This is all we do.
Last year I had to teach a crying before.
From laughter,
I hope. She literally cried.
From being funny, is that your goal in every class to try to make the teacher laugh?
Yeah.
Why?
Cause like it's hard, but when you did it that day, you will feel good after it. You will.
Well, no, I'm interested. What about it makes you feel good?
You got the teacher laugh. That's like getting God to laugh.
Wow.
It's hard, but. You just gotta have enough skills and stuff.
Do you think you could actually get God to laugh one day?
Maybe.
That was Eddie, class clown and middle school student in Pasadena, California, talking with comedian Alex Borstein. There's lots more to Alex's journey. Check out the Along for the Ride web show at npr.org. This segment was produced by Melissa Giroux and edited by Susan Davis. And for this evening, that's All Things Considered.